This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to the show. And how would you like to be a star? How'd you like to be a star, kid? Ooh, that was a little creepy. I'm really sorry about that. But how many of you listening to this show found out about being in the movie Cabrini by listening to this show? Because we broke that story right here on News Radio 930 WBENAM. There is a big project. And for those of you in Canada, that would be Project, which is coming to Buffalo and Western New York very, very soon. And guess what? You have another opportunity to have your face in a tremendous piece of entertainment. And joining us right now on News Radio 930, WBEN is the same guy who was able to generate like 3,000 extras for the movie Cabrini, even though I ended up on the cutting room floor. Here he is, Frank Rossi, on News Radio 930 WBEN. Frank, how you doing?
Pretty well, Tommy. How about yourself? Firstly, congratulations on losing all that weight.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I mean, meth is just incredible. No, it was the Awaken 180 weight loss plan, and I'm an apostle of that plan, believe me.
Oh, it worked.
Oh, they're sponsors of this program, and I'm so honored to do their ads. So you, Frank Rossi, you have a big project coming up. I got to keep the Canadians involved.
Okay, that's fine. My mother's family's from Canada, so that's nice.
Mine too.
Yeah, we got a project. We're going to be shooting March 24th through April 11th. Okay, it's a Great American Family, you know, that wonderful network with Candace Cameron. And it's called A Christmas Spark. So it's a nice, beautiful family film about Christmas. It's got a big star in it. I can't mention his name, but he's done over 400 projects. So everybody will recognize him. And I'm looking for Tommy. You know, people could work a day, a couple of days. It'll depend on what we're looking, you know, what day they'll be shooting, who they're playing. But I sent it to your website, I mean, to your email. But I'm looking for school kids. Ages 6 to 13 at this point, okay, because it's going to be the star of the show. It's going to be she has a classroom of elementary school kids. And then we're looking for extras to play firefighters and cadets, you know, especially the young 18 to 22 for the cadets. And then I need firefighters all the way up to, 18 plus, police officers 18 plus, lawyers and, you know, their staff 18 plus. And then Christmas party goers, 18 plus. Okay? So it's a plethora of different groups. We're looking for 200 extras on this one, a little less than Cabrini.
About 7% of what you needed for Cabrini?
Well, still, I love being on your show. You got a lot of people for us last time. So this is a beautiful family film, a beautiful Christmas movie, a beautiful story. So it could be a lot of fun. Okay, well, and obviously there's pay, it gets paid, there's the union rate, and the non-union rate as well, so they're both applicable here. It's 216 per 8 hours for union, 170 per 8 hours for non-union, and so it pays pretty well as well. Okay.
It's one. I'm sorry, 216 for union people, like Screen Actors Guild, of which
no,
I happen to be a
works,
member.
Tommy, it goes well. Screen Actors Guild goes in first, absolutely. But what happens is the first 25 actors of the day get paid the union rate. Then after that, it's the non-union rate. So no matter if you're in the union or not, you still get that first union rate of 216 for the 8 hours. You follow me on that?
I think I do. And then the non-union rate would be what?
170 over 8 hours.
Okay. Plus, I know you said that. My pen couldn't keep up with your fluidity.
I've done this a couple of times. But like I said, most days we don't have more than 25 extras, so it would be the union rate. But some, I think a couple of days we do. So that it would only apply a couple of times. But it's going to be great. It's called Great American Family. Hopefully they'll be coming here with many more projects. Okay, this is the first of many. Hopefully for them coming here. And
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and it's they can send their information to a headshot or a iPhone shot. Just put their name, email, and phone. If they don't have a headshot, that's fine. Name, email, and phone with a, you know, with an iPhone shot. And if the kids are under 18, obviously put the parents put their age in there, and they can send it to a Christmas Spark Casting at gmail.com. So that would be the word A and then Christmas and then Spark, SPARK, casting at gmail.com. So we would just need their full name, number, email, picture, and their basic measurements. Okay. And if they're under 18, obviously the parents' email and phone and the kid's age and what grade they're in. Okay, and that's a christmassparkcasting@gmail.com. And I think you're going to put that on your website as well, right?
I'm sure that Lisa Polizzi, my boss, is intently listening right now and will probably make sure that we have a news story put up that covers all of this at WBEN.com. So I think you can rest assured that this is going to happen. Now, the email, again, I want to repeat that because emails are difficult, and I'll make sure that Lisa includes this on our WBEN.com story, but it's the letter A as in alpha, A, right. Christmas Spark Casting at gmail.com. Make sure you put the letter A as an alpha at the beginning. It's A Christmas. I'm sorry, Spark Casting at gmail.com. So you're looking for children 6 to 13. You're looking right. for people to play firefighters, cops.
And firefighter cadets, you know, cadets and the firefighters, because there's going to be a party at the firehouse for the firefighters and the cadets and probably some of the family members of that party, you know, how people go to a firefighters have annual Christmas party. So it's an annual Christmas party for the firefighters and an annual Christmas party for a law firm and their staff and family. You see, that's kind of where we're looking.
And I just want to be clear. You don't have to be a cop or a lawyer. You're simply playing one.
Absolutely. No, it's seeking extras to play these people. We don't need the actual people, although I will use a number of cops in fire that I'm very close with that I know. But
like
no,
Kevin.
you don't have to be a lawyer, a cop, or a firefighter to be in this. You have to look like a cop, a police officer, or a lawyer. That's all.
Well, you know, I know a certain Lancaster cop with whom you're very close, and I'm sure he will definitely make the cut.
Who that would be?
You know. I'm going to give you a minute to think about it and see if he was in Cabrini. He has been part of your acting classes.
Oh, I love the guy, too. He's a captain now. God bless him.
Oh, good. I'll drive as I please then in Lancaster. Good to know.
Yes. Why is that name slipping my mind?
Oh, you're going to come up with it. Trust me, okay. You are going to come up with it. It is Bowerly, News Radio 930, WBEN. Okay, I'm not going to drag this out. Kevin Tansky.
Kevin, that's right. Yeah. Great guy. Love Kevin. His daughter was in Cabrini with him as well.
Indeed.
So he'd be perfect.
If somebody commits to this project, mm-hmm. how many days can they reasonably expect to get? And are you going to use the same people but in different roles?
Probably not so much this time like Cabrini. Probably one day for this, maybe a couple of days at most. So if people just want to work one day, because it's obviously a three-week shoot, we're shooting Monday through Friday for three straight weeks. So somebody could be in one scene. Maybe they're at the party for one day. Maybe they're at the police station for a day, or the fire hall, or they're at, you know, that they could do that. So it's basically one day minimum. And it probably wouldn't be like Cabrini with a whole summer or anything, because it's a much quicker shoot and we need different people. On Cabrini, it was the same locations all the time. This one moves locations quicker, okay? So one day or possibly a couple more than that, but that would be rare for some of the actors.
How much notice do people get that they're going to be needed for the next day of filming?
I'm going to give them at least, let's see, I'm going to give them a week.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, that's good. I hope Lisa Polizzi is listening. He's going to give a week's notice, Lisa, so be ready. But, you know, this project is coming up very, very quickly.
Charlie, that's why I want to say thank you very much for putting me on. It comes up the 24th, which is basically 10 days, something like that, right? 11 days.
Well, today is the 13th, so you are correct. And the 24th is a Monday.
Yeah, so we're good. So a week. We get the day out of days next Tuesday. So I'll know by next, Wednesday or so who starts on the 24th. All right. And then remember, Tommy, we're going from the 24th through the 11th. So we have time to get people for the following week and the next week.
So if I get this straight, Frank, you're not looking for anyone who looks like a pathetic aging 80s rock star?
No, I'm looking for, I thought you were formerly with Leonard Skinner when you were younger.
Thank you. Sammy Hagar, whatever. It varies. I think I look like a lot of people. It's really bizarre.
You look good, buddy. You lost 50 pounds. God bless you. That's the best news I've heard today. I'm going to get on the weight plan that you have.
Oh, yeah, like you need it.
I had to lose some weight myself. I lost 10, but I got to lose another 20. As you get older, this doesn't get easier.
Awaken180weightloss.com.
Okay, just so you know. I'll take a look at it. Thanks for the call. Oh, wait a minute. I called you. Yeah, whatever.
Frank
so
Rossi.
What doing, does that clarify everything? And I did tell Lisa I sent a one sheet to your email, buddy. And if you want to send it somewhere
else. I have already forwarded the information. That's how efficient I can be. I can actually multitask. Sometimes I can chew gum and walk simultaneously.
Let me ask you a question. Are you telling me you weren't in Cabrini anywhere?
No, not that I saw. People said they saw me. I sure didn't.
I saw you in there. I don't see why you. Yeah, you're in there.
Huh.
But again, I want to thank you and you and your team and your station for you. Without you guys, we would have never been able to do Cabrini. No way.
Well, we We appreciate that. I think the community appreciated it. And I tell you, it was an incredible experience. And I bitched about it every time I drove home because I was riddled with sweat from those woolen 1890s, 1900 suits. And I was back every time you called.
You were.
And so were a lot of people. Ran into a young lady last week at Jazz Balance. They had a function there, a networking function there. And not only was she a former Buffalo Jill, but she's also been involved with several projects since Cabrini. So there.
No, without the Buffalo people, that movie would have never been made. And you guys just kept coming back repeatedly in those weather conditions. Without Western New York, that movie would have never been so beautiful as it was. So it's doing well. It's encompassed the globe now, and it's just all over the world, that film. It looked beautiful. It was just expansively beautiful. And remember, everybody that's an extra in that movie, Tommy, excluding Italy, is from here. All the extras are from Buffalo in that whole movie, excluding Italy. So I think we all should be very proud of that one.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, frankly, I wish it had done better in terms of box office receipts compared to the expense of making the movie.
Well, you have to remember, you have ancillary markets as well. With the, you know, streaming video, it did really well. So it's doing exceptionally well, excluding the box office. So
now, you mentioned that people should send measurements. And when you say measurements, are you only talking about height and weight, or are there other considerations?
I would say just because this is more specific, just the height of what their height is. I don't want, I'm not so much concerned about just their basic measurements. Height, weight, if need be, I'm not really concerned about that. Just the height, especially of the kids, and just their whatever basic measurements means. That's what I would send. Okay.
All right. So, okay.
I'm not looking for anybody's age unless they're under 18.
Oh, under 18.
Yeah, under 18. I don't need anybody. I don't ask for people's age unless they're under 18 because we have to know.
Now, okay. but the height thing, that's only important as far as the kids are concerned. It's not like adults need to be this high to ride this magical ride of the movie.
No, that height is more geared toward the kids, so that I know, you know, what we're looking for as far as what grade that's going to be.
Okay. And Frank, the total 200 extras. People will be needed very soon in Buffalo, March 24th through April 11th. You will not be working all of those days. And I'll try to repeat this a couple of times during the show, but Frank Rossi and the people making this movie, A Christmas Spark, looking for kids 6 to 13 years of age. Fire cadets, roughly 18 to 22 years of age. Cops, lawyers, those kinds of individuals. You don't have to be a cop or a lawyer, but maybe if you could pass off as one, not bad. And do we know, or are you at liberty to say, to which place people will need to report, or is that going to be kept under wraps?
No, where they need to report is to predominantly on this one, because we're not going to the location that we did on Buffalo China with Cabrini. This will probably be set a pair at, they'll probably have to report to the set. Or they might go to a holding area and they'll take them from there. I'm not quite sure, but I'll be in charge of all that. We'll get them to where we need to get them. That's not a problem. We'll take it. Once they get the headshots into us, if we're going to utilize them, we'll be in touch with them. Our whole team will be where they need to go, what they need to dress in, and where they need to be. We'll take care of all that, depending on who's in the project. But when you mention firefighters, I need firefighters way past 22 that are going to be regular fire guys and guys at the Christmas party. Okay.
Okay.
Probably their wives as well, because when you have a Christmas party for firefighters, they show up, and I think that their family does as well, I would imagine.
Well, I had a bunch of different wives on Cabrini, which actually is kind of an echo of real life. It's kind of strange.
Yeah, we were trying to, art imitating life, and in your case, it was real.
Frank Rossi, thank you very much, man. I appreciate your time, and hope we can get you some people. Keep me posted, would you?
I will, sir, and thank you, Tommy, and good, and hey, great job on that weight loss. That's the best news of the day.
You're so kind. Thank you, Frank Rossi.
Right.
He is the go-to guy in Buffalo when people need people for movies. And again, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to repeat the information after the 2:30 news. Lisa Polizzi, my boss, she has taken careful and diligent notes of everything, including the email, and probably we'll have a tape of the interview. And you can go to WBEN.com. It wouldn't be up right now. That's a little bit too fast for a turnaround time, but it will be up eventually. If I wish it, it comes true. WBEN Arthur Pressman Traffic Attorney Time is coming up on 2:28 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And of course, Frank Rossi joined us on the Trocare College WBEN Live Line.